Because this is Crow Omega 50.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Following Trump hacking Hillary, I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump and his wife Melania are in Hawaii today. Friday, they visited the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor. Later today, they head for Japan, the first stop in a planned 11-day, five-nation trip that includes South Korea, Vietnam, China, and the Philippines. Correspondent Ryan Nobles in Honolulu says Washington scandals will follow the president.
Before taking off, Mr. Trump promising the trip will be productive.
We'll be enlisting the help of a lot of people and countries. We'll see what happens, but I think we're going to have a very successful trip. There's a lot of goodwill.
But his efforts abroad continue to be overshadowed by issues at home. The special counsel investigation into his campaign's ties to Russia has now netted a plea deal and two arrests, including his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort.
An IP investigation into digital break-ins during the 2016 presidential election finds hackers worked tirelessly to get into Hillary Clinton's inner circle, probing the accounts of more than 130 party employees, supporters, and contractors. Detectives in New York City say a rape allegation made against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein in 2010 is credible, and they are gathering evidence for a criminal case. Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce said Friday that investigators have interviewed Boardwalk Empire actress Paz de la Huerta, who accused Weinstein of raping her twice in her apartment.
We became aware of the victim on October 25th. We got a phone call. We responded. We spoke to her. She put forth a credible and detailed narrative to us. We then sought to garner corroboration. This happened 7 years ago, and we found corroboration.
Netflix has cut all ties with actor Kevin Spacey after multiple allegations surfaced this week of sexual assault and harassment. And House Speaker Paul Ryan is now urging members of Congress to complete sexual harassment training and make it mandatory for their staff. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
My Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
What's the new social app of choice for American teens? Correspondent Scott Carr knows.
If you've got one of the world's 6 billion or so smartphones, you're likely using some form of social media like Facebook or Instagram. A new poll by investment banking firm Piper Jaffray says Snapchat is what most American teens are using.
It's easy, it's accessible, it's quick, and it's secret, or at least private as much as things can be via social media.
Expert Steph Woods at American University says the media giant is in the midst of using a big new infusion of capital.
It's an app that typically isn't being used by their parents, so they have an element of autonomy.
Snapchat's getting set to introduce more original content with the goal of luring even more younger users. I'm Scott Carr.
The Forest Hills, Pennsylvania School District is investigating reports that some students on a class trip to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington this week posted pictures on Snapchat making light of some of the exhibits. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna catch it and cook it.
Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it. It's white winged dove. It's not really white winged dove. It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
For today, we'll look for partly sunny skies, a 20% chance of an isolated shower by the afternoon, a high of 75, back to 60 overnight tonight with generally clear skies. Don't forget to fall back. And then on Sunday, 76 for the high with a 20% chance of showers. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer, and I'm so happy you joined us this morning on this kind of foggy, not really chilly, but it kind of feels like it's raining outside, and it really isn't. I use my windshield wipers on the way in because the fog was pretty thick.
It is thick.
It's that time of the year. Well, and I want you to join me, but first I want you to sit back, relax, have a little cup of coffee, maybe a little PG Tips tea with agave nectar and a little coconut milk. Maybe it's almond milk today. Whatever your favorite warm beverage is, it's a good day to cuddle up and or get in the car and drive to work. Whatever you're doing, thank you for doing that with us. We are happy to have you here. If you miss the broadcast today because maybe you're on your way to work and you're going to need to get out of the car, it's simple to pick it up. Go to newstalk987.com, weekend shows, and then you can pick up the podcast right after the show. Colin, our awesome engineer, is going to set that up for you by topic. So Mike Truitt is joining me this morning live in studio from Truitt Electric. Well, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here, Don. Glad to be here.
Busy week for you. Busy.
It is. Every week seems to be busy lately.
Well, that's the life of a homeowner, of a business owner.
Yes.
It's amazing, you know, just how busy we can be.
Absolutely.
And the time is like, what? It's 5 o'clock? I got to get home to my family. All right, let's talk about something that I think is a little bit puzzling to some of us, if not all of us. We have a guest on a lot that talks about smart homes.
Yes.
And the definition of a smart home is...
But a smart home now is basically ones that basically feature some integration. And most of them is basically... You know, you're basically going to be able to control devices through an app or if you have get some products like Alexa voice commands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, before, like turn on your wall switches, you had to basically walk there and turn those on through there. Basically,
right.
Basically a smart home, you know, you can create situations where that wall switch can control any light in your house or any combination of those. Or
the shocking part is that it's not that expensive anymore. It's the prices are coming down.
They are coming down,
so
and it's
good.
Not that expensive depending on which product you buy.
Mm.
And that's where basically there's a lot of competing products out there, and there's a lot of technologies.
Yes.
And the price points are being driven down.
Mm-hmm.
By competition. But things you'd be careful on, too, is there's a lot of systems out there that are closed systems. And so people... go out there and start getting into home automation, and if that product line doesn't last,
right,
you have something that's basically at that point obsolete.
Many things are like that. Elevators are like
yes.
that. You know, if you get an elevator and you buy from a private company that has their own proprietary elevator, if, heaven forbid, they don't make it, then you don't have anyone to come repair that. They don't have parts. They don't have knowledge of, you know, the operations of the unit. It's a lot like that with a smart house. Now, my understanding is a smart house has to have at least three things controlled by an app or automation to be considered an official smart house. But for today, we're talking about smart technology. right?
Yes, and really, you know, as it pertains to kind of, you know, lighting controls on those aspects.
Right.
You know, because basically, and this is where it can get a little bit confusing, you know, you can have lighting control that's not, you know, technically smart, you know, where you basically have that, so you hit that lighting control, then you have those lighting controls where you can integrate into a broader network of a smart home. Because, you know, I just, you know, basically a lot of appliance manufacturers are, you know, advertising their things as smart.
Right.
You know, smoke alarms.
Right.
Basically thermostats, mm-hmm. you know, door lock also.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can basically be sold on lighting control that may not necessarily integrate.
See,
in
that's
the
problem is mm-hmm. that I feel like so much of it is disjointed where you've got your Nest over here. You've got your lighting over here. You've got your lock system and your garage door opener over here. So, let's talk about, first of all, what is a lighting control system and what is it not?
Well, basically a really well lighting control system is, you know, in a standard light switch, my switch operates that light.
Right.
In any lighting control system, my switch is basically at that point going to communicate with a central hub. Now, there's a lot of different forms that hub can act as.
What is a hub?
Basically, a hub is basically, you know, that's basically the communication point for the entire system.
Okay.
You know, just think of it as like a computer hard drive. I mean, every system sort of incorporates that.
All right.
And so when I touch that switch, I'm really, you know, communicating to that and sending a command to that, which then goes to light. Now, I can basically at that point have that switch send different commands. It can be, I walk into my bedroom, that could be on off that light in that bedroom. Or at that point, I can control any light that is connected to that hub
mm-hmm.
or any combination.
Right.
You know, like one popular feature that people love at any time you get lighting control is I can have one button turn every light on my house on or same notion, every light off.
Or some lights on.
Or any combination.
Right.
So I can, you know, I can walk in my, basically my kitchen, have my cans come on half dim, my under cabinet lights fade up to 60%, you know, and
cool.
One button can do those. And basically, it's sold on basically giving that flexibility of personalization.
Mm-hmm.
So I can customize my house to those.
So we call those scenes, right?
Scenes, correct.
Scenes.
You know, all those, and basically if you get into controls, they'll always call those scenes. You can basically at that point create a scene.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So talk about the benefits of a lighting control system.
One of the best benefits of it, you know, is that customization.
Okay.
You know, it's really, you know, allow you to basically kind of personalize your house. And it basically allows you, you know, also to basically, you know, create, you know, it's basically these scene settings. Like, you know, one of the things very popular for people is basically, you know, basically an AM. You wake up in the morning, hit one button, your path to your kitchen's lit. At that point, your kitchen comes on to maybe a milder light. Cause,
all right, so where's the button? Because I don't really want to get out of bed, maybe.
And that's where, you know, you get to a lot of different systems. I mean, that's where selecting systems. You know, they have some, you know, basically some systems where, you know, you have to have those in-wall buttons. That's how you control them.
Right.
There's other systems where you basically have a tabletop control.
Mm.
And the direction it's moving to now is everything is basically getting integrated through an app.
Right.
Because
our phones are never more than an arm's reach away, typically.
And so now everybody's basically moving that direction to a base where their system can be controlled for your phone or app.
Which is what makes it a smart app.
Yes.
What makes it a smartphone is it can not only be set to different ways, but controlled from your phone. Is that right?
Correct. And so basically that's a trend moving to that.
All right. Now, you know what I'm going to ask next is when is all this stuff going to talk to each other?
That, unfortunately, is, you know, we're in a situation where, like, you know, everybody started realizing now, you know, part of the problem of all home automation was issues of control.
Right.
Well, now everybody carries a computer on their hip. And so,
well, we kind of do now.
And so that really solved a lot of problems for these companies. And it's like, well, it's real easy for us to basically have something talk to an app.
Right.
Well, we have all these different manufacturers, and basically somebody has at some point come together.
Right.
You know, an industry will eventually agree on a standard because they'll realize, well, to sell my smart product, I need to work with your smart product.
Mm-hmm.
But basically right now, we're sort of in the process of basically herding cats. You know, there are some technologies that are kind of, it's starting to merge forward, and they'll at some point be a central system. We're not quite there yet. And that's part of the danger of really getting to home automation
too
is
soon.
You don't want to basically bet on the wrong horse.
Ah, it's like beta
Yes, we're basically, we are in beta right now. We are definitely in beta.
Ooh.
But it's getting closer. And it's still a little confusing right now.
I'm glad to hear you say that because we're going to debunk some of the myths of that today. We're going to take a break. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to be talking with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric about all kinds of lighting control systems, and we'll be taking your calls at 656-8255 when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. At White's, this is our favorite time of the year. The kids are settled back in school, there's a chill in the air, and the balls are playing football. There's no better time than right now to upgrade your kitchen with new custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. Order now and have them installed in time for all the holiday entertaining. So give yourself and your family an early Christmas present this year. Call us today at 423-337-2138 or visit us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna catch it and cook it.
Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it. It's white winged dove. It's not really white winged dove. It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
You know.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric is joining me this morning, and we're talking about lighting controls. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about some holiday lighting systems that Mike has that are going to be really valuable to you, especially if you have, you know, a huge area that you want to light and maybe don't have the time or the wherewithal to do that. We're going to have a solution for you. But right now, Mike Truitt is with me. If you want to talk to him or his company during the week, you can reach him at 549-7015. 549-7015. All right, we're live in studio, and we're talking about lighting control systems. Let's talk about types of lighting control. We kind of touched on it in the first segment, talking about one talking to the other, one not talking to the other. Can we control low voltage lighting?
You can. I mean, on those, there's means to control that. But like on the lighting systems, like, you know, there's basically, you know, three main type of systems out there.
Okay.
You know, that basically when you address them, you know, they have one that's basically a low voltage system. Basically, what that incorporated is basically, it uses basically, you know, just like almost, you know, cat wire, phone size wire that basically goes from that central hub location to the actual wall switch.
Okay.
Now, the primary application of those is commercial applications is on those, because those systems are actually fairly expensive.
Okay.
And so, you know, as a homeowner, I would never recommend getting one of those, because one, you know, they're basically the cost to install them is expensive.
You're talking about setting the wire, laying the wire.
Yeah, because we're, you know, you're not reducing labor as far as, you know, anybody involved.
Right.
The system itself is expensive, and you have to basically program it. So basically, if you want to, you know, yes, you can change your function of that switch, but now you have to get somebody in there with a laptop hooked to your system, and he has to do that through that system.
So that's the low voltage.
That's the low voltage. It's very good commercial applications as a homeowner.
Maybe not residential.
I would not. I come across some occasionally, and finding somebody who can service them is difficult.
That's really good to know.
The next one you basically have is basically, they have also out there wireless systems for lighting controls. But, you know, but they're a closed hub system.
Now, so basically, hold on. You're so good at this, and you do this every day, but I want to back up just a little bit. What is a hub, first of all?
Yeah.
Define that for us again.
Well, basically, your hub is basically, you know, a central device, you know, that's basically communicates with the switches.
Okay.
And then basically that's going
to... So it's the wireless system. It's actually what talks to devices.
Yeah, it talks to devices. Basically, your devices basically talk to it, then it sends commands back to those devices.
Okay. And then it goes... And through the wireless is how they make the connection.
Yeah, it's
but
wireless.
But that is not the communication system, the wireless. It has to go through a hub in some cases.
That's where it gets...
Okay. We're going to get to that.
Yeah, but basically when I say there's a closed hub system, so basically, you know, with that you get that function, my light switches will basically, my light switches, it doesn't, at that single light switch, you know, will talk to that hub and that hub can talk back to it.
Okay.
So from those one switches, you know, I can have them control a light besides where they're at. So basically, if I put in a smart switch based on these closed systems in my bedroom, it doesn't necessarily have to control my bedroom light.
Okay.
You know, I can create a situation where it controls other lights.
Oh.
But the reason I say it's a closed system, it only talks to itself. It's not, you know, basically when you look at smart homes, you think of other products.
Yeah.
It's not directly talking to other products.
So it's not going to talk to my thermostat. It's not going to unlock my
door.
Not necessarily.
Basically, think of it like this. Whatever your manufacturer is, it's his language.
Yes.
It's a closed language. I mean, you know, it's almost like web browsers. People are familiar with those. There's, you know, open source and closed source.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, think of an Apple in a way. It's only working with it. And so basically, you know, these closed hub systems are kind of like your Apple products.
Right.
As long as you buy their products, they work great.
Right.
You try to bring somebody else's into that system.
Into an Android,
It's not gonna function fine.
Okay, that's a good analogy.
And with these systems too, there's the same problem with those. Is basically to program those, you have to basically bring somebody in that has that programming software.
Mm.
And so if you want to change anything with those systems, you're hiring somebody to come in there.
This is a closed system.
Those closed systems.
Okay.
And so basically those companies have training seminars that, you know, for me to go to are several thousand dollars.
Wow.
And so at that point, I install this system in your house. And if you really want to change your system, well, you call me to come in and change that.
Right.
If your light switch goes out, well, I can put that switch back in, but now I got to program it back into that system. And so there's upfront cost of these, but there's also quite a bit of hidden back end cost to these that you basically have to be aware of, you know, because you got to take that into account. It's not, you don't have just an initial install, but you have the back end system.
Okay.
Now, the other product they have out now, and this is the one that's really emerging, you know, I think as far as lighting controls and basically smart systems, is ones that, you know, they call them Z-Wave.
Yes.
And you'll see a lot of those out there products have that Z-Wave on them. I mean, basically, what Z-Wave basically is basically, all it is not a product, it's a protocol. It's basically, you know, a language that basically these smart devices use
to
send their signals and communicates. You know, so basically you'll see it on lights which have Z-Wave.
Okay.
You'll find door locks that say Z-Wave.
Okay.
And all Z-Wave is an open source communication protocol. And so companies came up with this. They started realizing, well, my product's smart. Well, I need to have it have a capability of it being incorporated in somewhere else down the line.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. So that's the point. That was my question, how are we going to get everything talking together? Because I don't mind if I want to control lights going to the light app, but eventually it's going to be a nuisance and you're going to want to control that from your phone from an app.
And you, and if you, and if you go beyond lighting, you want, you know, if you go into a full smart home, you're basically going beyond lighting.
Right.
You want to be able to have a one app control everything.
Right. That's what
and
I'm saying.
So if you have Z-Wave, every manufacturer is going to have their app that you can use if you have just their product.
Right.
But, you know, there are ones out there, you know, that basically can control multiples. And so if you have a, something with a Z-Wave technology, there's a really good chance your, you know, your app may change that you use, but your actual product will not have to.
Okay, so backing that down just a little bit, are you saying that anything with a Z-Wave will integrate together? But probably not, because they don't have the same app.
The thing of this, basically, Z-Waves allow those devices to talk to each other.
Okay.
Because basically what the Z-Waves are doing, they're basically creating their own little network.
So this switch will talk to this switch?
They talk to each other, and that's how they basically create your home network. Because basically, think of, like, you have a large house and you have a Wi-Fi router.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't reach all your house.
Right.
What a Z-Wave does, like, this one switch talks to the other one, it repeats that signal. And so the more you add on, the stronger your network becomes, and you can actually expand your own reach just by adding another device.
In the area. Interesting.
And so that's why that technology became popular. And also, you know, it's also has very low power demand, so you can get things like door locks that operate on batteries, and they can still communicate and act as part of that network.
You know, all this sounds excellent. It really does. It sounds excellent. And I know that we've touched on a couple of issues with this, and I'm glad that you're willing to talk to me about that. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join me. We're talking about smart lighting controls and how to do this simply. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the issues, and we're going to talk about what it takes to start that smart control system in your home. Right here on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's electric!
Anniversary sale continues in November at Hammer's stores with hot prices on cold weather clothing. Take advantage of a warehouse buyout from a famous Southern department store chain. Choose from blouses, tops, jackets, sweaters, dresses, and other fall sportswear separates at $7.88 each piece. Hand-hooked holiday accent rugs are $9.95. Stock up on Christmas gift bags and accessories priced from 29 cents to $1.99 each. Select from a large group of ladies' fashion sweaters by Jason Maxwell, value priced at $9.75. Ladies' knit tunics by New Directions are $10.88. Men's flannel shirt and jackets by Wrangler are $12.95. Save on famous label tunic tees, leggings, fashion jeans, healthcare uniform separates by Beverly Hills, and much more. Men's dress and casual shoes by Dockers, Chaps, and Bass are $29.95. Plus, there's a new shipment of European and American Army surplus clothing and accessories. See details in Thursday's New Sentinel and hurry to Hammers, Clinton, Hall, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
Inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. Clearly, it's hard to stop the Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through November 15th, choose special financing for 60 months or a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Trane.
the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
A nice mild weekend in East Tennessee with partly sunny skies for your Saturday, a high of 75 degrees. Don't forget a 20% chance of an isolated shower. Back to 60 overnight tonight. Don't forget to fall back so you're on time Sunday. For your Sunday, up to 76, partly sunny skies, a 20% chance of an isolated shower. From the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI, talking about weekend plans. I hope you're going to join us for the Vols game at 7:30 is kickoff time. Right now, we're talking with Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric. Truitt Electric, how long have you been in business, Mike?
Close to 15 years now,
okay.
I believe.
It's, yeah. I remember when you just started.
Yeah, it does seem like yesterday sometimes.
But you've come a long way. You've got 30 guys working with you. Mm-hmm. So plenty of crews to handle all the things that you might need electrically for service and new construction remodeling.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about if I just want to start with something. And I don't want my whole house to be smart yet because I want to make sure I can do this, okay? So many of us are not afraid of technology, but when it's new, we're not sure that we want to go any further. So if I install one switch, just to try it, can I control that switch from my phone?
This will make it a little muddy. Depends.
I knew that was coming.
So now... There is a product that Leviton has put a new product out where basically it has Wi-Fi built into the switch.
Ah.
And so if you wanted to basically go into a very light, like if you're thinking, well, I might like the idea to control my lights, but I don't really care about having my refrigerator talk to me.
Right.
You know, I can just install that single switch on there. And that
if we get the wireless within the switch.
That the Wi-Fi, that's the key. The Wi-Fi is key. Right. Wi-Fi is key.
Okay.
The Leviton has them. They have the Wi-Fi built into the switch.
Okay.
You know, and that system can support like 42 switches. So realistically, you know, for most houses, everything you might want on there, you can pretty much get on there. You know, so basically it has that built into there. Now
is that cost effective?
That's a good thing about the Leviton. Basically, it costs about 50% more than a dimmer. So, you know, if you're installing a dimmer, you know, about 50% for that, and that's what that switch costs.
Okay.
And you don't have to buy anything additional to that. And that's one thing, you know, the Leviton product, I liked it a lot. You know, when it came out there, I was waiting for something like that for a long time because, well, what if I want to do like 4 or 5? Like, you know, I might like, you know, sit in bed, turn off my bedroom lights. That's kind of cool because I'm in there all the time.
Or
I might have, you know, my kids leave the kitchens on. So like, I'll turn that off. Well, I got 3 or 4 things and I don't really want anything other than that, you know. Well, I can just buy these standalone switches and they just cost a little bit more than a dimmer that I would put in anyway. So that's a very good product if you want to do basically a limited tip your toes in the water type deal.
This is Leviton.
This is Leviton, yes. They're the only ones that have that product for Wi-Fi built in.
The Wi-Fi built in, which is a big deal. Otherwise, we're dealing with the hub.
Yes. Now, the advantage is like the Z-Wave hubs, you know, you can get a hub because basically you can get different hubs.
How do I know if it's Z-Wave?
They'll advertise basically any product of Z-Wave, they'll feature that on there.
Okay. And so look for Z-Wave.
Yeah. If it doesn't have Z-Wave, then it's probably not Z-Wave. Anybody that is Z-Wave will put that on prominent because if people get into it, they are looking for that.
Right. Okay.
Now, those you have to have a hub because the Z-Waves, you know, they're using a radio frequency to communicate with each other.
Okay.
And so I have a radio frequency on my device and talk to each other, but I want them to talk to my phone. And so to have that, I have to have a hub that at that point creates a Wi-Fi signal. So it talks to my router.
Okay.
And so,
so Leviton's onto something.
Yeah. Now, Leviton, they offer both. Everybody, they're the only ones that have the Wi-Fi built into the switch.
Okay.
They also, same thing, they do a Z-Wave too that has the hub. The good news is the hubs, you know, you can get a hub for around $100. You can get one for $100. And there's a lot of different, you know, hub systems out there. You know, and so when you start getting to hub systems, you want to look at, you know, make sure, okay, what all is it compatible with? You know, they're moving more towards the range of being compatible with everything.
Oh, my goodness, you're music to my ears.
But we're not quite there yet. So if you get a hub, you kind of want to see what it's compatible with.
Okay.
And same thing with a hub. You know, if you stay with one of the more major brands, GE makes one, Samsung, you'll get some from, you know, that basically Amazon Kindle, Google Assistant. If you stay with those major brands, you'll probably be fairly insulated from being obsoleted out.
Okay.
Now, if you get
watch the little guys.
Yeah, if you're not, because but last thing you want to do is, you know, invest in these systems.
Yeah.
Then realize, you know, you get kind of obsoleted out.
Kind of like so, the VCRs and the, yeah, and the beta systems. And if you pick the wrong one, you didn't get to play your movies very long.
And really, too, you know, any system you have, if it's, you know, if it's not Z-Wave, I would stay away from it. Mm. Like Leviton's Wi-Fi right now, you know, it has some compatibility issues with other things, but it has it. One thing it has advantage of, you know, if their product is popular, they can always fix that through the app because you're on the internet at that point.
There you go. Right.
And so, you know, if you want to start small with them, could you be, you know, featured out in a way you could of having one app control everything connected?
Right.
You know, that's what you look at. Do you want to get to the point where do I just want to have my lights or do I want to go full blown and have everything connected?
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your phone calls, talking to Mike Truitt from Truitt Electric about lighting control systems. All right, so then you're then you're saying, if I want to start small, I'm better off, just to see if I really like this, if I buy a Leviton switch. Mm-hmm. And a dimmer costs me $30.
Yes.
So then I could expect a Leviton switch to be
$50? $55. That range. Okay. They're sub $60 for the switches.
For one switch.
Yeah, for one switch.
All right. So as a consumer that does a little bit electrical, if I am comfortable changing out a switch, can I change out this Leviton switch?
Yes. You know, the only issue comes in like a single, like if you have basically one switch controlling your light.
Okay.
And you're fairly comfortable with it.
Right.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Now, if you have two switches that control a light,
Like a three-way?
Yeah, three-way. I can't just put in one smart switch. I have to put another one at the other end. And so, now, if you're okay with reading a schematic, you're good. If you're okay with reading a schematic, a lighting diagram.
Okay, right. Looking at it.
Yeah, because, you know, all these smart switches, they kind of wire up a little bit differently than a standard three-way.
Okay.
And so...
That's good to know.
And so if you're not conscious with that, you might want to back off a little bit.
Right, right.
You can burn...
Three-ways are a little tricky. Can you burn the switches out if you don't?
Yes, that's what I was getting at. So you will be a little bit careful. Yes, you can burn the switches out. And so if you're fairly confident in those, then go right ahead. You have no problem.
Right.
But yes, you can burn the switches out.
All right.
I've seen it happen.
So I could tell by the look. You can see his face. Yeah. He's like, this is experience talking. Yeah. So the single switches are good if you're fairly comfortable changing out a basic electric.
They are.
But the three-way gets a little trickier.
Yeah.
So now once I install this Leviton switch and I put my plate back on, I turn on my breaker, I'm good to go. Can I expect my Leviton app on my phone to talk to that switch without anything else?
It can. So basically, your switch will have it, you know, basically when you buy that switch in that box, it'll have its generic little code name.
Ah.
And so that's how you know what it is.
Okay.
Then you can basically go in, change its name.
Okay.
And at that point, the app is fairly intuitive because, you know, if you're familiar with using some apps, it walks you through there.
Sure.
So it says you want to set up a scene. Which lights do you want on your scene?
Okay, so you can do the scene
without the
hub.
If you have the Leviton smart switches, the ones with the Wi-Fi built in.
Right. And the Wi-Fi is the key here.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just thinking for those of us that don't want to program a hub, talk to the wireless.
If you want to have, like, I want to have a few lights, but I don't want to go the full-blown home automation route, it's a great product for that.
Yeah.
It really is because, you know, it's that point. It's very easy for you to, you know, if you've been through a few apps, it's a fairly intuitive app. It'll pretty much walk you through there.
Sure.
And they have, you know, YouTube videos and they can take, they can take you to the program and scene in a 3-minute video. So it's not like a large process. I mean, they didn't do a good job on the app.
Leviton's a great company. They're very user friendly in many ways. They were the ones that made those crazy looking switches that were dimmers, actually user-friendly.
Yes, yeah.
Because for a while I thought, man, you got to be into computers to do this. Mm. And I don't mind that, but some of our clients are not. And so I want to be real careful what dimmer switch I put in.
Well, same thing too. I mean, if your product's not easy to use, it kind of takes part of the purpose of making your life easier. I mean, I mean, everybody goes to work. You don't want to come home and have to do homework and have a job
to
basically get your life to work. It sort of defeats the purpose if it's not easy.
You're so cute.
And so if it's not easy, I'm the same thing. I get home, I'm a little bit lazy. I've worked all day. If it's not easy, my tolerance for difficult is very small once I get home.
Yeah.
You know, I want your product to be easy for me to understand. If I don't understand it, well, that's your product's fault. You know, it's not me. I mean, of course, it can't be me, but...
Yeah, you know, but it's a matter of, you know, when you're in your sanctuary, you want it to be simple, or at least, like, something that you can intuitively understand.
Exactly.
Without too much, All right, so... Now I've bought a few Wi-Fi Leviton switches, and now I'm ready to maybe add 5 or 6. Is there a place where I have to go to a hub to make this work? Is there a cut-off point?
And that's the point. You basically, if you don't want to, at that point, you're at the decision point.
Uh-huh.
You got to basically at that point realize, okay, do I want to just stay and just have my lights controlled, or I've tried a little bit of this, and I might want to go to a broader home automation,
right? Meaning being able to control more?
More things, exactly.
Okay.
Because basically, you know, currently the Leviton Wi-Fi, you know, it speaks to less. It can talk to, you know, certain brands of thermostats, brands of basically of door locks. And so at that point, you want to basically go to a little research. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That Leviton app can speak to some of these other devices.
Okay.
But at that point, you better start looking at your device list and say, okay, is that going to be enough?
Yeah.
If you really want to basically, I want to go home automation and I don't want to have any potential barriers on me, at that point, you want to back out and do a Z-Way with a hub.
All right. So
really the big question you want to know going in is like, how far do I think I want to take this?
Yeah, but you may not know. But it's worth $50, $60 to
try out if you like
to
the
try
idea.
It.
That's a good starting point. It is worth to try it on those. Is basically try it out on those.
So now I've decided I'm going to go full out. All right. I get the hub. Will the wireless Leviton switch that I put in first talk through the hub?
If you stay at the Samsung company,
right.
Yes.
If
you stay with theirs.
Samsung is what they're using.
Yeah, they partner with Samsung.
Okay.
Which Samsung, is very broad compatibility. Mm-hmm. And so in Samsung, you know, as we see who's going to be the one that eventually emerges, you know, the larger companies are going to get smart. They're going to make their hubs, you know, right. if another hub takes over, they'll make their hub communicate with these systems.
Sure.
You know, but most likely it's going to be a situation where you have just a few and somebody basically dictates the language.
Right.
At a certain point.
Right.
It's basically like, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft way back when.
Yes.
You know, there, you know, original computers, there was operating systems was, who knew there's different ones.
Yeah.
Well, he came in and now you have to be compatible with basically Word and Office. You have to be compatible with Word.
Yeah.
Microsoft.
Or business won't use it.
Yeah. And so they basically, he forced an operating system and everybody kind of fell on. That will most likely emerge because anytime we have technology that seemed to be in the model, there's, you know, you start out, there's multiple competing system. Somebody emerges and dictates basically a little bit.
So how do I get these things serviced if I need service?
Basically on the Z-Way, there's really not any back-end servicing. You know, as long as that single device works, you're fine. You know, there's nobody, if you want to change up things, it's through your phone. At that point, you know, that's why you want to be careful. Is my system open or closed?
All right.
And so, you know, basically, as long as you have that Z-Wave and the hub, you're doing everything through an app.
And this is all, walks you through it all.
Yeah.
And I want to change a scene.
Yeah. And so the apps will do that. So it's, you know, at that point, you know, it's intuitive. There's no classes you got to take, stuff like that.
Right.
If you're a little confused, they'll have you can go to YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
And so at that point, it's something, you know, 5-10 minutes, you can get everything set up. Mm-hmm. And that's a good starting point because you won't go further. Like, because, you know, there's a lot of cool things you can do. You can have it do geofencing. So on my phone, when I walk to my house, my door unlocks. These lights turn on. And so
that's what I want.
And so, that's kind of neat thing. There's a lot of cool things you can do if you go out and expand that system. But you want to have a system where basically it's app control through your phone. The biggest question, you know, somebody's selling you a system, well, do I have to have you program it?
Exactly.
And they say, yes, not. And the answer is anything but no. Then realize that you are basically adding on cost.
Yes, because you will have to call the service guy
out. You're calling on that. So you're adding every time you want to. You have a problem or want to change something like that, you're adding quite a bit of cost onto that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he says, well, once I program it, well, that's a key word right there.
Uh-huh.
He said, once I program it, it's like, well, that means if I want to unprogram it or change it, does that mean I'm calling you?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I ask him. You really want
to
look out for that. Because basically, you know, you want to automate your home, but if, you know, if the, you know, the ideal is make this personalization.
Yeah.
But my personalization requires me calling your tech out and he has to break out his laptop. Well, my personalization is becoming $200 or $300 a whack every time I want to change it. And at that point, my smart system became very expensive. You know, and people, you need to look at, you know, one, the upfront cost, two, well, what's my back end cost? Well, you know, a lot of the Z-Waves out there, it really is just as simple as changing a light switch. If, you know, you may have a component go down, but all you got to change in is that component, you know, at that point. So it's just anybody, you can call it anybody out there. It's just, you know, the same thing as my light. If my light switch went bad or if I have them on my door, like it really is just that simple. Who would you normally call to fix that?
Sure.
They can come out and fix that for you. And so you're not adding a cost to your home.
Okay.
You know, you're not adding anything additional on that back end.
I love this. I love this. In three segments, he has debunked a lot of conversation because you talk to this person, it's this. You talk to that person, it's that. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for breaking that down in a way that we can kind of understand the system, what to ask for. Because not all of us are savvy enough to do enough research in that area to fully understand that. And not all of us want to. We just want a smart house.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming back, we're going to talk about holiday lighting with Truett Electric. You're going to like this. Yeah. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's going on now through Monday, our biggest sale of the year. The 37th anniversary sale at Games and Things. 4 days only, Friday through Monday. Hi, I'm Scott Mellon. Everything in Games and Things 10,000 square foot showroom is marked from 20 to 50% off. Pool tables, game room furniture, home theater seating, video arcade games. All on sale for 4 days only. Special pricing on floor samples, discontinued models, even new introductions. Plus, Games and Things manufacturers are offering free upgrades for this amazing sale. 6 months same as cash financing with approved credit. If you've had plans for that game room you've always dreamed of, if you've had plans for a home theater room for movie night or the big game, you do not want to miss this event. Extended sale hours, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, 10 till 8, Sunday, 1 till 5. Make your plans now to celebrate Games and Things 37 years in business. Great deals on quality fun furniture for your home. Friday through Monday only, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road. Games and Things, because life should be fun.
As a business owner, you know about investments. You know that you have to spend money to make money. Convert your lighting system with NewTek LED lighting and get up to a 5-to-1 return on your investment in the long run. Plus, DVA provides incentives to encourage businesses to reduce their energy use by paying up to 70% of the product cost. And NewTek LED lighting is a member of the Preferred Partner Network. Call Gary at 6840-LED for a free energy survey to see how much you can save. NewTek LED lighting. Let us brighten your business longer for less.
The men and women of law enforcement perform a vital but difficult task every day. In recognition and appreciation of these dedicated professionals, All Occasions Catering and Harper Auto Square, along with News Talk 98.7, invite all law enforcement officers to Serving Those Who Protect. Wednesday, November 8th, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Officers on duty and off are invited to Jackson Terminal in the Old City for lunch and a pat on the back. We are proud to serve those who protect us all.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We've got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. So glad you're joining us today. Mike Truett is here from Truett Electric. We have been unlocking some of the mysteries of the smart home devices. And I think if you missed it, you want to hear this because Mike did a good job of breaking it down, talking about wireless, talking about Wi-Fi, talking about hubs, talking about how things are communicating through the Z-Wave. you know, just that was really good. And I think if you want to listen to that again, you'll get a lot from that, or you can go to YouTube and check it out yourself. But right here, we have a local electrician talking, master electrician, talking with us about the smart home lighting control systems. So thank you for doing that. You know, it's almost holiday time.
It is.
It's close upon us. Yeah. And I want to talk about something that you are doing as a company.
Yes.
And you're actually doing lighting for homes.
We come and hang your Christmas lights for you.
Everybody's dream. Yeah. Everybody's dream. And you have an hourly rate.
Yes. Do an hourly rate.
And you do it for the hourly rate.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And plus, we provide, all the clips you need to hang them is included in that. We'll show up basically all the clips you need to hang your light, stuff like that. We bring that with us and that's included in the hourly rate. So
now what about the lights? If I want some new lights and I just don't want to fool with trying to untangle these lights.
We have those on our van and we just, wherever you go down on Home Depot, we have them on those. We're not selling Christmas lights. Right. We bring them as basic convenience.
Right.
And so a lot of people have some they use, and that way, if you're short of string, we have one on our vehicle.
Nice.
On those.
And these are LED lights?
Yeah, the ones we're going to bring will be LEDs because, right. People probably need to move that way because they'll last longer. And the problem of, I put all my lights on, that breaker keeps tripping.
Exactly. They won't overload the circuit.
And so that's kind of to cover ourselves. That way when you leave, you'll claim, you came and hung my lights and my breaker keeps tripping.
Good job, Mike.
So go to LED and, you can about pull a Griswold off on one plug. So
it's amazing.
It's amazing, especially for Christmas lights. Yeah. You don't have to, at that point, worry about, how many strands I got on this plug. And now I got to run my extension cord through my window to get to my bedroom. It cuts down a lot of things like that.
Yeah, a lot of too much Griswold stuff.
Yes.
All right, so if I don't know how I want to do my lights, you have a new feature. Well, I think it's new. You have someone that is going to work on that with us.
We came out because basically, we've had a lot of our guys last year. We went through and do this on it. And basically every year, prior to the holidays, we get, like right now we get basically, some past customers, some of the builders we work for, and we go through and we try different things on their houses, basically like that. So basically, we do a little experimentation on stuff on their like theirs.
Did you do some design
on those? A little bit on those for design for those lights on those.
Okay,
for the Christmas lights.
And you do trees?
Yes, we do trees.
Oh, that's awesome! Everybody wants their trees done.
We do pretty much any size tree.
Really?
A couple of our guys, we have them basically climbing through a tree because. This lady, she had one tree that she always lit up when her son was coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like a tradition she's had for over 20 years. When her son comes home, that's that tree. Well, that tree keeps growing.
Yeah, they do.
And so that tree keeps growing. And, so we went out there and, every year she'll call us and we'll go out there and run the lights through her tree.
Aww.
And so we kind of got a, for good or bad, we have a permanent occupation in that one.
Trees are good. Trees are good.
Yeah, they're very
good. And that's kind of cool. Mm. I mean, I realize you're charging for it, but still you're providing a service that not everybody can do. So we don't know who to call.
No, it incorporates GoFest too. I mean, we get the lights on stuff like that, most things pretty safe. The only bad thing, get some of the lights. I mean, some of the lights really need to be retired and they get a lot of nicks and stuff like that into them. Cause I mean, honestly, and these lights, are probably the one electric thing you have that takes really the most of damage and abuse. Honestly, is your Christmas lights.
Really?
You're stacking, they're being outside, you're putting them up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of movement, unwinding and.
Yeah.
And Christmas lights are probably not the most, sound engineering involved in telling us to put Miley on that.
Well said.
Yeah. I mean, we won't go far say they're, say they're made cheaply, but, there's probably a little left to be desired as far as the durability on that aspect.
And, unless you really spend a fortune for a heavy duty strand.
And, it helps because, same things, we come out there, we can check, make sure you're not, watch your plumes on a GFI because, again, Christmas lights, they're going to get wet and stuff like that. And so
you want to make sure it's on a GFI.
Yeah, make sure on GFI. So basically, we can kind of let if yours, Well, if your system's there, safe, set up
right.
for it.
Okay,
you know, if it's not, we can take care of it on the spot.
All right. I've got 20 strands.
Mm-hmm.
How is all that going to connect? Are you putting that into a power strip?
A lot of that really, you know, that kind of depends on your lights on those ends through those.
All right.
You know, because I'm not sure everybody's had the lights, you know, and the LEDs, they can kind of start stranding very far.
Right.
Far. And all Christmas lights can piggyback. But once you want, you know, if you have the older ones with the bulbs and the fuses, you get past a couple and you do like that.
And I get that.
And so, you know, we also, you know, a lot of times people get their lights, you know, we'll bring extension cords with us. And so, if you're designed how you want to do it, you know, at that point, we've exceeded what we can tack onto that strand. Right. At that point, you have to run another cord back.
Okay.
And, you know, we have those on our truck too. That basically, if, you know, if you go up there, we start hanging, it's like, oh crap, you know, I can't find my extension cord that I saved for my Christmas lights in the garage.
Oh,
well, I mean,
what a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, we carry that stuff too. You know, part of the idea is, you know, we're going to go there and we'll bring all that little extra knickknack stuff that basically, because you're doing it once a year.
Right.
And that goes in that one tub in there. Right. And you hope you put all that in there at the end of the year.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, where's my clips to hang them? Where's my little cords I used? And so we basically, you know, we have all that on our truck. So, you know, we're trying to get there and get your lights up for you how you want them.
Right.
You know, and do it, you know, quick as possibly can.
All right. So my sub question to the first question was, are these safe to plug into each other and not tape them or put them in something that's a waterproof system?
Yeah, if that's where the GFI comes in.
Okay.
If it's not on GFI, then no.
Okay. So you rely on the GFI for that waterproof.
Yeah, because, you know,
if they're outdoor lights, which
they're outdoor lights, you want them on basic GFI. Because basic GFI, you know, as long as you know that, you know, me plug them in there, it's usually making a fairly good seal there.
So you don't tape it all up, which makes such a mess.
It makes such a mess. And basically, if that GFI is there, it gets such a good level of protection that
you're
you won't have to worry about that. So that's kind of a little extra thing that, you know, if people request it, we can do it. But as long as you have that GFI, safety issue, you're fine.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being here. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. It's coming up soon.
We'll
get through Thanksgiving first, and then we'll get through that. We still got one holiday.
But y'all are going to be busy setting up lights here.
We are. It was very, very busy last year.
All right. So
probably more so this year.
If you want to talk to Truett Electric about two guys' hourly rate is about $60.
Yes.
549-7015. 549-7015. Or can we contact you through the website?
Yes, through the website.
That's Truett, T-R-U-I-T-T, electric.com.
Yes.
TruettElectric.com. Good job, Mike. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you for listening. We're going to take a little look at the news and the weather here in East Tennessee, and we'll be back with a second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Of the Southland band playing Rocky Top, Smokey leading our boys out through the tee, makes a hair on the back of my neck stand up. They hit the field line up for the kickoff, it's football time in Tennessee. We've all been waiting, ball in the air, kneeling, start shaking.
The Titans are back in Nashville after a much-needed bye week and are ready to continue their tour through the AFC North Division when they host the Baltimore Ravens this Sunday. The award-winning Titans Countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis call this Titans and Ravens game at 1 Eastern. Titans and Ravens, this Sunday on this fine Titans radio station.
On your home for the Titans, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm Tony Benedetti with Republic Plastics. Recently, I did a recruiting campaign with News Talk 98.7 looking for new hires here in Knoxville. I never used radio before, and it worked great. Thanks to my account executive, Brian Tatum, who was awesome, very knowledgeable, and walked me through the entire process. To have the best campaign for Republic Plastics, I would highly recommend giving Brian a call at 865-382-1268. Again, call Brian at 865-382-1268 and let him work for you.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget?
the systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping. So you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna catch it and cook it.
Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it. It's white winged dove. It's not really white winged dove. It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Aloha, Trump. Bye-bye, Bergdahl. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump is now in Hawaii. He'll be in Japan tomorrow, the first of five countries he'll visit in his planned 11-day trip. Correspondent Alexandra Field is in Tokyo, awaiting the president's arrival.
The first order of business for the president will be to greet some of the 50,000 U.S. troops that are stationed here as part of the U.S.'s deterrent efforts against North Korea.
This will be the longest trip to Asia by an American president in more than a quarter century. For the first time in 8 years, Bo Bergdahl is waking up free of confinement or the threat thereof. Friday, a military judge decided not to send him to prison for walking off his post in Afghanistan. But correspondent Andy Rose reports Bergdahl did get a dishonorable discharge and was demoted from sergeant to private.
While the prosecution asked the judge for a 14-year sentence, Bergdahl's defense attorney pushed for no prison time, citing a previously undiagnosed mental illness. The defense also argued the information Bergdahl was able to provide upon his return and his willingness to share that information and cooperate with investigators warranted a more lenient sentence.
President Trump called the sentence a disgrace. The mayor of San Juan says she fears the death toll from hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico is actually hundreds higher than official government counts. Carmen Yulene Cruz says the loss of power may have caused hundreds of deaths to be recorded incorrectly.
What is the point, right, of saying that these deaths are not related to the hurricane? They didn't occur the day of the hurricane, September 20th, but it certainly unfolds as the aftermath.
The official death toll stands at 54, but Mayor Cruz says the actual number may be as high as 500. Actor Kevin Spacey will not be part of any future Netflix productions. The company says it's done with him after hearing numerous allegations of sexual assault and harassment this week. It also says it won't be involved in any further production of House of Cards that includes Spacey. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing.
Or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
If you need cash now, you need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $2,000 sometimes by tomorrow. And you don't need perfect credit. It's free to apply and available 24/7 from your computer or smartphone. Get up to $2,000 for rent, bills, child care, expenses, car repairs, or anything else. Trust WeFixMoney.com. Trust the name you know. WeFixMoney.com.
A new Gallup poll finds news stories about Harvey Weinstein and others in Hollywood may be having an effect on how Americans perceive sexual harassment.
The survey suggests Americans today consider sexual harassment in the workplace a major problem, much more so than they did nearly 20 years ago. The poll says nearly 7 out of every 10 adults describe sexually inappropriate behavior as a major problem. up from 50% in 1998. Women and men are about equally likely to take it seriously, and the poll says a majority now believe people in the workplace are not sensitive enough, although women are more skeptical than men that workplace harassment is taken seriously. I'm Jan Johnson.
Congressional leaders are saying they want to provide sexual harassment training in Congress. House Speaker Paul Ryan is encouraging lawmakers to complete sexual harassment training and make it mandatory for their staff. I'm Christopher Cruz.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna catch it and cook it.
Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it.
It's white winged dove. It's not really white winged dove. It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
For today, we'll look for partly sunny skies, a 20% chance of an isolated shower by the afternoon, a high of 75, back to 60 overnight tonight with generally clear skies. Don't forget to fall back. And then on Sunday, 76 for the high with a 20% chance of showers. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer and I am so glad to be here with you. I hope you sit back, pour yourself a second cup of coffee. It's in the 60s right now, going up to the mid 70s. Kickoff time. You know what time, what the temp's going to be around that time? 7:30 is kickoff time. Awesome. So it's going to be 55, 60 degrees. Perfect weather for football. Perfect. So wear your Vols gear. Put on that Vols sweatshirt that you've been dying to wear. And cheer them on. Cheer them on. Well, I want a special shout out for Mike Truitt. Mike was with us first hour, and we were talking about lighting control systems. A lot of information, how to not get caught in the wrong system. Talking about Z-Waves, talking about hubs, talking about availability and user-friendliness. A lot of good information. Gosh, I missed it. Well, if you did, it's okay. Go to newstalk987.com, click on on weekend shows, and Colin, our awesome engineer who is so proudly bowing right now. Thank you, Colin, is going to upload that for you so that you can catch it on our podcast by topic. So, special shout out to Mike. He did a great job talking about that. It is a little confusing. And I think if you listen to it, the first three segments especially, that's where all the goodies are. Mike Truitt, if you want to talk to him about holiday lighting, which we talked about that they are doing, even tree lighting, Mike is at 549-7015, 549-7015, or Truitt, T-R-U-I-T-T, TruittElectric.com. All right. Well, now that you've got your other cup poured, maybe you're having your second cup of PG Tips tea. Join us as we talk with Jeremy Walcott from Magic Mulch. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. I am excellent. Good. I am glad to have you here. I think this is an interesting product, and thank you for bringing the samples. We're going to try to talk about the differences here because they're actually quite different, and I didn't realize that they were so different.
Yes. Huh. Yeah, that's why I always like to bring a visual, because sometimes people just don't get it unless you get your hands on it.
This is great. My question is, what are you doing with all those steel belts?
Yeah.
you don't get them that way. I get it.
No, it's all recycled, though.
All right. You have an office conveniently located on Sutherland Avenue.
Yes.
and you deliver.
Yes.
And you help us figure out how much we need.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everything. We'll do free estimates. We'll come out, look at it, measure it, tell you what you need, bring you samples.
So magic mulch. Does that mean if I call you, it will magically appear on my front, you know, gardens or what? What is magic mulch?
Well, so magic mulch is 100% recycled rubber tire mulch, if you will.
Tire mulch.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Okay. You know, we've got two different products, as you see there. So tires are used in probably 95% of the manufacturing of it.
95%.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We have, well, actually now you'll get into rubber grommets, different parts that these big manufacturers that are out of spec a little bit.
Right.
So this is 100% rubber, brand new rubber that they can't get rid of. So a lot of these plants are now taking that rubber, you know, and mixing it
and mixing it in with
the tires.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
it
that's
adds,
good.
Yes, as you can see
this
on that.
So green.
Oh, it's extremely green. Everything is used.
Wow.
Yep. Everything is used. And that's, you know, that rubber, that like those grommets and all that, that's a very clean rubber. That's how you get that shredded look that you're looking at.
Okay.
That looks like in really natural wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you really want to see this because when I first saw this mulch, it looked like this black stuff here with the little bits of...
You see the white in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nylon?
Yeah, that's the natural nugget right there that you're looking at. And that's what everybody is so used to seeing when you talk about...
Not so pretty.
No.
Not so pretty.
That's more of our playground mulch right there.
Okay, okay. And that's wonderful. I've been on several playgrounds, even as recently as last week with my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'll tell you, that stuff is nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they fall off of things that they want to try, and it's good 6-8, I don't know how deep, it's deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And usually, you know, if you're at a school or somewhere or at a park, we're at 6-inch depth.
That'll
absorb a 12-foot fall height.
So, yeah.
It's fun. It dries out quick. The kids don't get dirty like wood mulch.
Yeah, it's amazing. They don't come home with all this stuff on them.
Now, they may come in with some magic mulch in their shoes.
Well,
but.
But they were playing in the corn maze the other week, and I was helping them with laundry, and I had corn in my laundry.
Yes.
So, you know, I can think of worse things.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so magic mulch is made from recycled rubber products, mainly tires.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds expensive.
No. That's a big misconception also, you know.
Yeah.
Now, square footage is the big driver on that, obviously.
Okay.
If you're covering thousands and thousands of thousands of square feet, you know.
Well, if you're covering it with mulch, it's still going to be expensive.
Exactly. But on average now, like with the shredded, that the material that you're looking at that looks like that wood mulch.
This is great.
That's going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 times the cost of wood mulch.
Okay.
You know, could be a little less, but really that's a good range right
there. Okay. And then what about the nuggety looking stuff?
The nuggets that's going to be a square footage kind of driver because it doesn't cover as well because you notice how it's more of a ball style, like pea gravel. So it takes a little bit more material to cover it. Now it is cheaper. So it's probably around that 3 to 4 times the price.
Okay. So it's 3 to 4 times of mulch?
Yes, of good premium hardwood mulch.
Okay.
Three to five times the cost of that.
Okay. But this is nice because as I'm actually... It's here in studio with us, and the shredded, I would say, is more attractive, but the nuggets are actually heavier.
Yes.
And it seems like if I'm never going to mulch again, which is your logo or your tagline, I would think you would want to use the nuggets.
It's, you know, it's funny. We've been doing it for a long time now, and the shredded has always been like the go-to for landscaping.
Sure.
And I would say probably the last 4 years, maybe 3 years, the nuggets, that mocha brown right there.
I love this.
We honestly struggled to keep it in.
Really?
Because it looks, when it's down...
Looks like rocks.
It is such a look,
yeah.
We've got a bunch of pictures on our website and Facebook.
Okay. What's your website?
It's www.magicmulch.net.
Magic Mulch, M-U-L-C-H.
Yep,
magicmulch.net.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so the different styles are really important.
Mm-hmm.
And it may depend on your use or your desire for longevity. How long does this last?
I've got customers... that actually came in this year to buy that bought in 2004.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now they have great borders, which keeps the material in.
Okay.
You know, they've kind of outlined everything with rock. So the whole theme of their house when they built it back in the day was low maintenance.
Okay. Yeah.
So they showed me pictures. I mean, it's amazing looking. So it's it'll literally last as long as you can keep it in place.
Okay.
You know,
which is the trick.
That's all. That's the trick with it. Yep. That's
all right.
The big
so
trick.
How do I keep it in place?
Good borders.
Good.
You know, obviously we've done some projects on some pretty steep inclines, mm-hmm. you know, and the mulch does really well, especially when you give it a few years, it really bonds together.
Nice.
But you know how these East Tennessee rains are.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes, you know, on a steep slope, it's just nothing you put on there will stay.
Okay.
But if you have borders, what's nice about it is if you do get some loss, you can throw it back up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what's really nice about
it.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't escape down the storm drain.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as long as you don't lose it.
Okay. Well, that's fair. You actually, to be fair, I want to talk about this because you have this mocha brown, you mm-hmm, called it. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is gorgeous. And mm-hmm. then there's a green.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yep. And then you have your red.
And then there's red. A red. You call it red?
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yeah, it's like a cedar red. It's a yeah. real dull. It's not a barn. Yeah. That barn red like your coffee cup there. That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, but
no, this is very nice.
Yeah, people like a dull kind of red.
It's muted. Yes, mm-hmm. it's a muted red, but it does look like cedar, maybe a little more on the red side.
Yeah.
And then blue. That's
yes.
very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you using this?
We ship all over the U.S.
Okay.
So we actually just finished up, maybe last year, Lincoln Memorial University. Uh-huh. You know, they're blue, so they have literally everything. It's really cool.
That's fun.
We do a lot of churches, playgrounds, you know, okay. the ones that have the big Noah's yeah. Ark for
sure.
the kids. So
sure.
you think about that, and then we do the blue underneath it to look like water.
Oh,
and it
cool.
looks unbelievable.
That's really yeah. cool. What it a looks, great idea.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Well, I don't know if you could... If you could see Jeremy, you would see how excited he is about this product. And if you could see the product, you would understand. So go to magicmulch.net and check it out. And then give us a buzz. Jeremy is live in studio with me, and we are going to be taking your calls when we return with more of Around the House. Let's call 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply can help you with all of your turf, your mower needs, all of your landscape needs. These guys, they're professionals. John has taken care of turf for years and years and years on golf courses. So imagine what he can do for you. These guys have systems. They do soil testing. If you haven't been to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive right here in Bearden. You can call them at 588-1993. They will give you the personal attention and focus that you deserve as a client. Guess what? That's where the landscapers go. That's where the lawn maintenance guys go to get their products, like Toro Zero Turns, to get their seed, to get their equipment, all that good stuff. Well, it's all at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. The question I get asked most of the time is, how do I know I need a general contractor? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to take your project through design, shopping with an interior designer, professional planning, management, and communication from the pre-construction meeting to the final cleanup. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Most listened to show on the weekends. We're very proud of you for that. We really appreciate you listening and taking the time out of your Saturday morning to tune in. Try to bring you relevant information. If you have an idea or a question about what we bring to you on Around the House, maybe you are missing a person that you really want to contact, their contact information, you can do that a couple of ways. You can go to newstalk987.com. And then click on the weekend shows, listen to podcasts by topic, or you can just email me, dawn@remodelingknoxville.com, Dawn, D-A-W-N, @remodelingknoxville.com. When you send that to me, I promise I will respond and I will help you any way I can. Right now, we're trying to help you with your landscape needs for the fall. So we have Jeremy Walcott here from Magic Mulch, Never Mulch Again. I love that. Oh, what a great idea. Every time I mulch, I think, I'm never going to do this again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, so we talked about what it is. Is it mm-hmm. expensive? Mm-hmm. And it's more than your premium mulch, about 3 to 4 times,
three, you said? 3 to 5 times around okay. that. Yeah, depending on square footage.
So average lifetime, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years?
Yeah, probably. I would say around that 8 to 12 year mark. It honestly,
yeah,
it can stay, but that's you're getting into a long time there. As long as you can keep it there, I mean, it's there.
Yeah. So the trick is containment.
Yes. Containment's number one.
And as I looked at the samples, mm-hmm. the shredded stuff looks like it's pretty light. Mm-hmm. Does that blow with the wind or is it strictly wash off?
The wind's not going to blow it. Your blower will though. Your blower will
blow
it.
There you go.
Like I have the black you see there, right? And the black's by far our best seller.
It's beautiful.
Now, if you see how pitch black that is.
Yeah.
Now, the customers that I have from those mid-2000s, they brought me some samples back in. And it's a touch faded. But just a little bit.
It's not white or gray.
No, it's
black.
It's black with just a little. It's just faded just a touch.
Wow.
It's like an old, it's basically like if you've seen tires sit on the side of the road for 50 years and they're still black.
Yeah.
So it's... That's undyed, so that's natural
Okay, this is undyed?
Mm-hmm. That's strictly 100% material.
Wow.
That's
mm-hmm. This is like it's like not jet black, but it's close. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's close.
So when you talk about as far as blowing goes, like we've got ours down all around our house, obviously. And
you have the shredded?
I've got the shredded down.
Okay.
And now we're in the middle. We've got a couple acres. So we have, like, when people talk about leaves falling, our leaves fall like it's snowing.
And a couple acres, I imagine. That.
Yeah, so it's a pain sometimes. But I honestly let the leaves fall, and then I use a blower, and I just kind of blow them off. And, you're not going to get the little tiny pieces, like the real small leaves if they start to break down and they crack. You're not going to get that. But what you do is you get all the full leaves off and you step back 5 feet and you can't even notice it. All you see is it's just pitch black. As the year goes on, those little pieces, the days go on, they break down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's really, you will blow some of those small pieces, you're going to blow those out, but you're not going to lose a lot of material.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So this really is the secret to having a beautiful garden.
Yeah, it is. Day after day, year after year. It's really nice.
So I built a playground set mm-hmm. for my family mm-hmm. and I really want to mulch, but they attract mosquitoes and
Oh yeah.
And so I bring Magic Mulch in. Mm-hmm. How deep do I have to do that for a playground?
Well, usually residential, we go 3 inches.
3 inches.
3 to 4 inches.
Okay.
That's going to absorb a 6-foot fall height. Now, it's whatever the customer wants, honestly. But as far as like the standard, 3 inches is perfect.
Okay. But I would want to border that with wood or rocks or something.
Yeah, probably not rocks with the playground.
Right.
But yeah, definitely. Now, a lot of people do, actually, believe it or not, which is fine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that.
Which is fine,
Well, it defeats what you're doing.
I know.
Knock your head on that.
Residential, we see a lot of... landscaping timbers.
Yes.
You know, because it's they're readily available. Yes. They're heavy. They don't move as much.
Right.
They do make nice plastic borders too, but they get really expensive.
Mm.
They're about, you know, they can go anywhere from 6 inches to 12 inches high.
But I hear plastic. Now, does that look nice?
Oh, really nice.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're designed for playgrounds.
Okay.
Like if you go to a school or you go to a city park, you'll usually see a nice tall black plastic border that borders them.
That's what you're speaking of.
That's what I'm speaking of. Yeah. So, okay.
So not your little knock it in the ground things from Home Depot.
No. These are heavy. No, heavy duty. They got big, like 2 foot pins you drive in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So they're there for, the duration.
Yes. You definitely have to have a border for the playgrounds.
Okay. So a border's important.
Mm-hmm.
To keep it, otherwise it's going to be in the grass.
Mm-hmm. The kids will kick it everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
Throw it everywhere.
Yeah.
What happens if this gets in the mower? Is that a big deal?
Nope. Okay. No, it won't dull the blades or anything.
Really?
It'll just spit it right
out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've hit it.
I'm not cutting this.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I've hit them. Who knows how much mulch I have in my front yard.
That I can believe.
Yes.
Look for the black spot.
Yes. Oh, it's funny. Oh, yeah.
All right. So fall height, you said for 3 inches is
6 feet.
Foot.
Yes.
And so if it goes to 6 inches, then it actually is 12 feet.
Yes.
And that just means that it doesn't have a huge compression on the kids
exactly.
when they fall. It actually... If you just hit it with your hands mm-hmm. while in the it's probably an inch thick the mm-hmm. sample I have, and just pushing it down it does bounce. I mean it cushions
yes
and your compression.
You know how you mentioned how you seen it like whatever probably 8 years ago or that particulate size has really changed, and that's where you're getting that absorption because they used to be bigger
they did
flat
used to
pieces
be a lot bigger
and if you think of that. Bigger, flatter pieces stacked on top of each other.
Right.
They don't push down.
Oh.
You know?
Sure.
So now this is...
So you use the space as well...
Yes.
...for your bounce back. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder, because this is... I got to tell you, Jeremy, this is much more attractive than what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. That's what we hear. And that's... And all these changes, like this particulate size change, this is all comes... All this stuff is certified, ASTM certified for
so
playground
all engineered.
Use.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's all no toxicity. No, 99.79 is metal free.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's what you have to get. You have to be at all those certs to be able to sell...
For playgrounds,
yes.
All right. So the blue is really pretty,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't want my kids coming home with blue legs or blue shoes.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Don't have to worry about it with ours.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't leach off.
Oh,
nope.
Even if it's wet?
Yeah, what you want is the first, you want to put it down if you do a colored and you want it to rain a little bit.
Okay.
The first couple times. The only reason you want it to rain is you want it to clean off that residual from the manufacturing process.
So if it doesn't rain, water it.
Yeah, you can. That's the best thing to do, but we've literally done playgrounds. We just finished one up in Chattanooga. 2 weeks ago, it's about an 8,000 square foot playground, about three and a half semi trucks full.
Whoa.
And we literally, when we got done on the second day with the last of it, the kids were already on the front of the plane. So, you know, it's nothing much for it. They won't get dirty, but you want it to clean one time and you won't have a problem.
Wow.
Kids won't get.
All right. So if they do get something on them, this is not toxic.
Non-toxic. They can actually eat it. It's safe for pets and children.
Okay, that's my next question, because you know how two-year-olds are. Everything goes in the mouth.
Now, you wouldn't want to, obviously, because you wouldn't want to take too much. But if they did eat it, no, you're fine. Your body will just won't affect them.
Pass through.
Yep, pass right through.
What about pets?
Pets can eat it. They can do
this. They will eat it.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's great about this versus the wood mulch is they're not attracted to this. There's you know how wood mulch is usually
old scents.
Just scents. You got it's natural. They want to eat it. So they tend not to go towards this.
Well, they don't like chewing gum either.
This would be like
chewing gum.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, remember that nugget gum used to come mm-hmm. in containers?
Yep.
Like gold nuggets or something?
Yep.
That's what this, it's bigger than that.
But
for a pet, that's probably about right. All right. And then colors. Mm-hmm. Is this the variety of colors? Can you talk about these and what they're used for, what you've seen them used for?
As far as the color wise, mm-hmm. yeah. So you've got the shredded, which comes in black, brown, and red. And the shredded I'm referring to as the material that looks just like wood mulch.
Yeah, it really
smaller,
does.
Smaller, flatter pieces.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of looks like tobacco.
Yeah, there's those little pieces.
Giving away my secrets here.
That's funny. Those are usually just used for landscaping. Now, we do have quite a few people that actually use that for playgrounds. They like the look of it, you know, and that's fine. It just takes a little bit more of that material to get your depth up.
Okay.
You know, And then you've got for the nuggets, you've got the natural black, which is the stuff that you've seen, which are familiar to look at. It's kind of black and you can see the white.
You can see the nylon, which is like a grayish, whitish color.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it looks kind of fuzzy.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you have the brown, green, blue, and red.
Mm. What do you do with the green?
The green, landscaping and playgrounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
It looks like grass from a distance.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
We're actually doing, I think it's up in Teleco Village.
Yeah.
We've got somebody's building a new home and we're doing about 10 tons there. They're doing turf. Again, it's a new modern home. So they're doing like zero maintenance.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything is turf on the outside. And then they're doing green magic mulch to rocks. So it's going to be very cool.
Teleco Village is where I started my business.
Oh, yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
1998.
Oh, wow.
Coming up on 20 years. And there's a lot of really cool things out there that people are doing.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful out there.
Yes.
But I'd like to see that. Now, on your website, where can we go to your website again to take a look at some of these things?
Yep. There's a couple different places. Up top, you'll see there's a photos or gallery. And you can scroll through, and we've got like a before and after section.
Okay,
that's
good.
Really nice.
Yeah.
We try to keep it updated as much as we can. So
good
I think
stuff.
Right now we're getting out of our peak time. So now we'll start to really just kind of throw everything from the season back up there.
Okay.
But you can just scroll through, see the before and after, and then Facebook, believe it or not, has probably more than our website because our churches and schools and homes, they tag us in them and they put all of them on there. So that's an awesome place to kind of...
So magicmulch.net.
Yep.
Magicmulch.net. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. When we come back, we're taking your calls with Jeremy Walcott from Magic Mulch. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Wouldn't you prefer your security system was backed by tested, secure global technology? This is Scott Brokamp with locally owned and operated His Security. We offer personalized attention and service from a local company with award-winning, industry-leading smart security systems powered by Alarm.com. Stay in touch with your home or business from wherever you are through one mobile app. Call 474-9495 or contact hissecurity.net. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-933-0694. That's 800-933-0694. 800-933-0694.
Francis.
Testify.
Angela.
Amen to that.
Frangela.
If I throw some rice, what you gonna do?
I'm
gonna
catch it and cook it. Westwood One presents The Final Word with Frangela.
You got it.
It's white winged dove. It's not really white winged dove. It's not the song about a dove missing a wing. It's not a little engine that could kind of song.
That's what I thought it was.
No.
At Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe and review.
Holla.
The Final Word.
That's right.
With Frangela.
A nice mild weekend in East Tennessee with partly sunny skies for your Saturday, a high of 75 degrees. Don't forget a 20% chance of an isolated shower. Back to 60 overnight tonight. Don't forget to fall back so you're on time Sunday. For your Sunday, up to 76, partly sunny skies, a 20% chance of an isolated shower. From the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Thank you.
is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Jeremy Walcott from Magic Mulch is in the house, and he has a great business called Magic Mulch. It is actually a man-made mulch out of recycled materials, mostly tires, partially rubber grommets, but rubber is the secret. And it has changed. If you haven't seen this, you owe yourself a trip to their website, which is magicmulch.net. Magicmulch.net. They're located conveniently on Sutherland Avenue, but guess what? You'll probably never go to their office. You just call, have them come out, drop some mulch and spread it for you, and away you go. How is that with weeds?
It does really well with weeds. So, you know what I always tell it? It's not magic.
Come on. With the weeds. Oh, okay.
Can I
spray Roundup on it?
Yes, you can treat it as long as it's, if you can buy it off the shelf, it's safe to use. It won't affect the color. But now if you have some kind of stuff that your grandfather got from somebody, you know what I mean? It's real potent. You may have some issues.
What about bleach?
That's a good one. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't do that because it's going to kill a lot more than I want to kill.
Yeah.
But okay, so let's not play with bleach.
Yeah, I wouldn't play with the bleach yet, but I may test that.
All right.
Your weeds, unless you have soil that just grows the weeds, weeds come from wood mulch from breaking down wood mulch. And that's, you know, that's just part of it. And so when you take all that wood mulch up and you put the rubber down, you
take it up first.
You can, you know, that's a bigger process. But if your beds are overflowing with that wood mulch, right? And you're up to the top of your borders, you don't want to go over and put the rubber on top of it because you're going to flow right over your border. So you want to take up that material and you want to take it up anyways because, you know, wood mulch is bad about molding. You get the white mold underneath and you have termites.
And you get this funny fungus growing. Mm-hmm. Looks like a weird mushroom.
Yes. Ugh. Oh, yeah. So you want to take some of that up and then, you want to put a landscaping fabric down. And the landscaping fabric isn't really there to keep the weeds down. It's there to make sure that the magic mulch doesn't, you don't lose it in the ground because it stays for so long, you wouldn't believe it. You'll actually lose the material in the ground before it goes anywhere else.
Well, that's important to know that you have to do this.
Yeah.
This is the black, like screen, but it's like silk or something.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just a landscaping fabric. You get it at your big box stores.
Now, do you do that?
We can, we'll literally do everything from deliveries to full installs.
Removal?
Mm-hmm. And removal. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that, it's a playground, but that big one I told you in Chattanooga,
right.
We took out 14 dump truck fulls of their old wood mulch, which turned just to dirt. So it was a project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need a big vacuum or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big job.
Yeah.
And they had 2.5
We had
semis
two,
of it?
just shy of 3 semi trucks.
Wow, that's a lot. And then you're, that's a big job. Well, good for you for getting that job.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, so we're talking about maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to turn this? Like, if I turn mulch, it looks fresher.
Yes.
Do I have to turn it?
No.
Really?
No. Luckily,
this is magic mulch.
Luckily, you don't have to. your biggest maintenance would be, like we spoke on a little before, keeping the leaves off of it.
Yes.
You know, keeping the sticks out of it.
Yeah.
Just honestly, taking care of it like you kind of do your lawn.
Okay.
You know, making sure when you mow the lawn, you don't mow the clippings into the mulch.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. That'll drive you crazy for about a week until the grass dies and you can't see it anymore. Yeah.
What about trimming your bushes and the stuff that comes off of that?
Lay plastic down. It's a little bit more tedious, but...
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you don't want to... It's, I mean... And I've done it before. Mm-hmm. I just trim them right on top and, you know, it's a bear. You know, it's a bear for a little while until the stuff dies.
And then it just falls through.
Yep, it just falls through.
Okay.
Or it becomes so brittle that when you do blow it, you can just kick them right out.
Okay.
But when they're fresh, they won't. And in green, you're not going to get it out. Yeah. So lay a thing of plastic down.
All right, that's smart. That's real smart. And then you can just pick up the plastic and away you go and anything else
probably just dump it off.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes the cleanup a lot easier, honestly. A little bit more front end work, but.
All right. What about bugs?
Yeah. Not attracted to them at all.
Really?
Yeah, there's nothing that drives insects to this. Kind of like we were talking about before with animals and wildlife. Mm-hmm. You know, I with our acres, you know, we're surrounded by a lot more, and we've got deer everywhere.
Sure.
And it's funny because I can go out there and some mornings, especially now when they're out moving around to get this colder weather, I can go out the front door or the back door, and sometimes I'll find them standing inside of it, and they're pawing trying to get to the soil underneath. So they tore through the magic mulch.
Get in my mulch.
Yep, through the landscaping fabric down into the soil.
Really?
Yeah, but they totally bypass this.
Right.
And the same thing with insects. Yeah.
Nothing interesting for them. No place to live.
Nope. No place to live. Exactly. Yep.
No warmth.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So no bugs, no termites?
Yeah, no termites. That's the big thing. Like our local pest control companies around town, they love it. I couldn't tell you how many people, you know, and that's an unfortunate thing. They come in and they just had the house treated for termites, and they're like, we don't want that wood mulch anywhere near it. So we do a lot of, you know, I think I want to say like 3 to 4 feet or something they recommend. I can't, that may be something I made up, but you know, you want a good barrier there.
Right.
Before that wood mulch up against your house.
Okay. Yeah. So at least they're saying put the magic mulch against the house.
Uh-huh. That way.
Even if you're going to use wood.
Yep. You push the wood out farther away from your house.
I like that idea. What about fire ants? Or ants of any kind.
Not
a problem.
Not a problem that I've really heard of.
No insect problem.
Not really. No, not unless the problem that you can have with that is if you don't remove that wood mulch from underneath.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's a big.
So that's a big key.
Mm-hmm, it really is.
All right.
Yeah.
Down to the
get down to your soil.
Dirt. Right.
Yeah.
And remove any old landscape. Mm-hmm.
Wood mulch, yeah, just that.
The sheeting.
Oh, yeah,
could
yeah.
Could be down there. That has to come off.
Yeah, it can, unless you can get it down to where it's somewhat clean, you know, then you can just throw the new stuff on it and give you like a double kind of barrier, which would be fine, you know.
Now, what about bulbs and things like that you plant?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get through the mulch, and how are these things going to pop through?
Well, it'll pop through the mulch fine.
Okay.
I mean, you see, that's a really big question we get. And mm-hmm. I mean,
it's important.
We don't have an issue with it. The only problem you're going to have there is the landscaping fabric.
Yes.
Right. So, and you can put this down, like in the areas that you're going to have bulbs and plant, you don't have to put the landscaping fabric down. You know, if you lose material, you may have to add a little bit, but no, you definitely don't want to put the fabric down. Nothing will come up.
Nothing comes up. Mm-mm. Yeah. Now, the other thing is, and this is not your problem, but if you don't have this stuff mapped out where your bulbs are.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've tried that a few times. I'm not a green thumb.
I'm not either. But. Yeah. When I take the time to put all those bulbs in and have this all orchestrated, I certainly don't want to lose them.
Yes.
So the moral of that story is, if you're going to be planting bulbs, which is we're there,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a little map for yourself.
Yep.
You know, give yourself a break.
Yep.
And then when you do your magic mulch in the spring, or even now, really.
Yep.
How's it do in the winter? What about salt and stuff that might come off the driveway? How does that affect it?
Oh, it's not an issue. It's what's really nice about it during the wintertime is once all the leaves fall and we lose all the color and everything gets like dreary, you know,
black.
It's either black or brown. It's really nice. It really just, like I said, it's year after year. Beautiful. Every time you walk, you know, every time you drive up the driveway, you know, you get a great curb appeal, you know.
Well, so what I'm hearing you say is, after you have your lawn mulch, whether you do it yourself or you come home and you go, wow, this makes such a difference. That happens every day when you have magic mulch.
Yeah, it really does. Like yesterday, what was it, 2 days ago, we pulled in, you know, we had the little bit of weather during the week and we had the wind, so I had a bunch of leaves fall. And, you know, we pulled down and we did some work and I was just like, wow. You just step back and you look at it. So I have all these leaves, right? But I have all this black natural mulch still underneath it. And it's like, I didn't want to touch it because I like the fall look.
Oh, yeah.
But it's scary because you don't want those leaves to start breaking into little tiny pieces.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then it's going to ruin
And it won't. You just let them go. You blow what you can go off.
Okay.
And, so there's
the
really
rest will work their way through.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. You don't want to freak out if you put this down and you get a bunch of material and you can't get it off.
Okay.
You just gotta, you know, and I'm OCD as can be, and you just gotta go, oh, all right, I'll give it a minute. I'll give it a couple days and that material will start to die out and it'll
dry out, it'll blow off.
It'll blow off. Yeah.
Because obviously the fall brings rain wind.
And wind, yep.
And we actually get wind here in the fall.
Yeah.
So the good Lord will take care of all that stuff for you.
Oh, yeah.
So just give it a little time.
And I'm the biggest preacher of that one now.
Oh,
I've learned.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, and I think you know, as we get a little older, which you're still pretty young, the pacing thing, pacing with life,
yeah,
shows you a lot of things. And yeah, one of those things is nature will take care of a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But we all want our yards to look just so.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. The look of fall is a little colorful.
Yes.
It's got a little coating on, on the landscaping.
Yep.
Everybody's got it.
Yep.
Leave it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then enjoy yourself. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Anniversary sale continues in November at Hammer's stores with hot prices on cold weather clothing. Take advantage of a warehouse buyout from a famous Southern department store chain. Choose from blouses, tops, jackets, sweaters, dresses, and other fall sportswear separates at $7.88 each piece. Hand-hooked holiday accent rugs are $9.95. Stock up on Christmas gift bags and accessories priced from 29 cents to $1.99 each. Select from a large group of ladies' fashion sweaters by Jason Maxwell, value priced at $9.75. Ladies' knit tunics by New Directions are $10.88. Men's flannel shirt and jackets by Wrangler are $12.95. Save on famous label tunic tees, leggings, fashion jeans, healthcare uniform separates by Beverly Hills, and much more. Men's dress and casual shoes by Dockers, Chaps, and Bass are $29.95. Plus, there's a new shipment of European and American Army surplus clothing and accessories. See details in Thursday's New Sentinel and hurry to Hammers, Clinton, Hall, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
This is Cumulus Knoxville General Manager Ken Salyer. Executive Building Solutions has been cleaning our offices and broadcast center for over a year. They continue to maintain a high standard, and I'm very impressed with the quality of their work. Executive Building Solutions clients include Medic Regional Blood Center, Y-12 Federal Credit Union, and many area medical and business offices. If you need your offices cleaned, regardless of size, I highly recommend Suzanne Crisp and her staff at Executive Building Solutions. Reach them today at 933-1766.
Hi, it's Phil Williams. You heard me talking about Slamdot, and I know a lot of you use your, I don't know, your neighbor down the street. Oh, we got a website. Look. Yeah. You want results. You want Slamdot. Affordable, locally owned, Slamdot, the highest rated digital marketing company in Knoxville. And with SlamCamp and other helpful information and hands-on training from Slamdot, well, it's easy. 238-5600, 238-5600, or slamdot.com.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm so glad you joined us. Jeremy Walcott is here in studio, and we are live taking your questions at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255, talking about mulch, specifically magic mulch, a rubber composite, not really a composite, it's rubber, it's solid rubber.
Yep.
The original design was big and clunky to me. And it really wasn't, it was okay, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
This stuff is cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Magic Mulch in a while, you owe yourself a trip to the website or have Jeremy come out and talk to you.
Yeah.
And all you do is go to magicmulch.net to see before and afters.
Yep.
Can I get real close and see the, do you have a product where you show it?
Yeah, I think if you go on there underneath what colors does it come in, we had some great photos taken like up close. So
yeah,
as long as you can zoom in with your computer or whatever you have, you should be able to see really close.
All right, so what colors does it come in? That's the one you want to click on if you want to see what I'm talking about right now, which is the difference in this stuff. There's one called Mocha.
Yeah, Mocha Brown.
Oh my goodness. This stuff is really great. It just looks like, to me, it kind of looks like a cross between black and cedar.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and it's mocha is a great name for it because that's really what it looks like.
Yes,
this is pretty.
Yes,
it's
and when you get
really
that down
pretty.
Over an area, it's probably I don't know if it'll take over what the black has done, right. But it's close.
Oh.
And it's heavier, you know, and it's just nice.
Yeah. Now, I wish I could get my condo association to come on board with the blue. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah, you'd be the...
We'll be swimming.
Yes.
I'll just put the arc out front. It'll be all good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. We've actually had people put the blue in on different sides of the house to face neighbors that they may not have loved.
Oh, no. Yep.
It's,
really?
It's happened. Oh, yeah. More than once.
passive-aggressive mulch.
That is, too. I said, no, we're not going to bring it out with the trucks or trailer. We don't want our name around
we're
that.
Not putting it on.
No way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
All right. So on the break, we had a caller that had a really good question. Her daughter, I don't know how old she is, mm-hmm. but she's allergic to latex and rubber.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if she gets involved in that?
Well,
sounds not good.
No, you probably just want to steer clear of that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's,
right.
You know, we have ran across that, you know, with some smaller daycares and that
sure.
that they've wanted to do, you know, and then you get, you know, the parents will talk to a PTO if it's a school.
Right.
And you can get into that. If there are children that have it, you know, yeah. there's just nothing. I would never sell it to them. It's not worth it,
okay.
you know, because if she's allergic to it, it must be a pretty good.
It must
good,
be bad.
Yeah,
well, apparently
bad.
There's anaphylactic shock involved.
Yeah, there's no way. I would
okay.
never even.
All right,
nope.
Good.
Yeah.
So avoid that if you
yep.
have an allergy to latex
yes.
or rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Makes sense. Let's see what else. What if I don't take off the mulch? Is that a huge deal breaker with this stuff?
No, it's not. It's
That's
not.
A big job.
It is a big job. And you, like I said, the only time. No, I would not say it. I would say 60% of our customers leave what they have and go down right over the top.
60%? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do. It's very seldom.
So they put a weed barrier down and then they put the
rubber
magic
on
mulch
yep.
on top.
Okay. It's a project,
yeah.
as you know, to
yeah.
take up especially in your tight little areas, you have all your flowers.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have termite problem, bug problems, and you don't have any mold underneath it, and you have room between the top of your borders, you would be okay putting
okay.
just a fabric down. Because eventually you're going to get some settling, though, with that, because your wood mulch is going to deteriorate.
Sure, the wood's still yep, going to settle. What about if I put my weed barrier down over weeds that are existing?
If you did that, you'd want to spray those weeds first.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
okay.
you'll create a really nice, hot, humid
That's what I was
culture
thinking.
For it right there. Yeah.
Eventually, you
yeah.
know, that barrier is good, but it's not perfect.
Mm-mm, no. I mean,
it'll find its way.
Weeds come up through concrete. That's
yeah.
what I always tell people.
Any crack in the concrete,
yes,
they sure do.
I know. They're amazing.
Okay. Weeds come up through concrete.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Only in East Tennessee.
Yep.
All right. What about a washout? Well, yesterday I wasn't here in the area, but we had a big rain.
Yeah.
And I get washout from my neighbor, which mm-hmm. is annoying because it makes this dark streak across my driveway.
Oh,
but
yeah.
it is what it is.
Yeah.
What happens with the magic mulch on a washout situation?
So it definitely stays a lot better than wood mulch. You know, okay.
Even
be
the
amazed.
Shredded?
Yes, the shredded. Huh. Like I have it down and I have a sidewalk on one of my areas, and that's the only area.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have a border.
Mm-hmm.
And that rain last night came, and I got about a foot and a half of washout in one area.
Wow.
And that was it. And I just took my broom, and I just pushed it right back into the bed.
Really?
Yeah, because I couldn't put a border there just with the way it looked. So I had
yeah.
my sidewalk, and
yeah.
it's about dead even with the mulch.
Okay.
And I would say half a dozen times a year will it ever move from the bed to the sidewalk.
Okay.
Now my dog does circles in it and he kicks it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but
can't
no, it,
that.
It does really good. And like I said, if you do get that push out, you just take it and put it back in there.
Hmm.
You know,
that's pretty simple.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It becomes more of a challenge if it leaves it past your concrete or whatever border and gets into your grass, then it's a
yeah,
little tougher. But
to get it back.
Yeah, but you shouldn't really. I mean,
no,
you know,
no. All right. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I like that. Even the light stuff, which
mm-hmm.
is probably my favorite.
Yep.
Now, I got to ask you, what kind of a border are you using for your mulch?
So I have bricks. Stacked stones on top of each other.
Stacked stones, okay.
Yeah, because we have a kind of a rancher style, so yeah. that was my favorite and the easiest.
Well, I get it.
A lot of people do the stacked stones, but what I've really been into the last couple of years is like the big box stores have like a 3.5-inch tall L-style non-trenching border. You know, sometimes you'll have to take the borders and dig a trench and put it in and backfill.
Right.
These are, it's shaped like an L. So you just outline where you want to lay it and put pins in the back of it.
Mm.
And then your mulch will just go over where you put the pins and you have a border established.
And what does it look like?
It's just black.
It's black.
Mm-hmm. It's black. And okay. I think they have brown too.
All right. So if you had black mulch,
you won't even see it.
Is it going to fade? Like the
border?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really dealt with them for probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm.
You know, that's a good question.
Okay. All right. Well, do a little research before you think about what border you're going to put down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a permanent. That's probably more permanent than your landscaping will be.
And that's a big job, too.
Mm, very big job.
You know, you think, oh, it'll take a minute. No, it might take two.
Yeah.
Might take two.
Yes.
All right. Is this safe? Is this really safe? You know, I think rubber tires... Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what is all that doing leaching into my plants?
Yep.
Is that okay?
It is. So you're not going to have any leaching. All this stuff is approved by the EPA. Okay. It goes through different processes. Mm. I mean, if you can imagine how this stuff is regulated nowadays, you know.
Yeah. So it doesn't cause any problem.
No, you're not going to get.
It looks like a piece of coal.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're not going to have any. Like I said, it falls underneath all of those ASTM standards, which are, I mean, they've become very strenuous. The last probably 8 years is this stuff has really taken off, especially because this is, you know, we do schools and we do churches. And
well, exactly. All right. So what about, does it float?
No. Unless you have a pool building up in your flower bed, no. This does so much better than that wood mulch. That wood mulch likes to absorb that water and kind of just, it doesn't necessarily make it heavier. It just kind of wants to float.
And then it washes out.
And then
right
it washes
away.
Out. Yeah.
This doesn't float.
No, this stuff really does well.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
This is a cool product. I must say, Jeremy, Magic Mulch has come a long way.
No, thank you.
I thought it was a good product before. Now I think it's a great product.
Oh, awesome.
As you look at this on the website, check out the colors because that's where you're going to see the close-ups, diagrams, or photos, sorry, of the Magic Mulch and the consistency of it. If you want to experience this, it's pretty simple. Go to magicmulch.net, magicmulch.net, or call Jeremy at 603-4494. Yep. 603-4494. Wow. Well, you've been a great guest. I really enjoyed having you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
You're located on Sutherland Avenue. Where on Sutherland?
Do you know where Savelli's Italian restaurant? Yeah, we're right. If you were looking at Savelli's, you've got Savelli's, and there's a little stucco building, and then we're right to the right. Mm. You'll usually see a bunch of big super sacks out in the parking lot, and we've got a sign up on the building.
Okay. Magic Mulch. Never mulch again. Good job. So
thank you.
Good job. All right. Go Vols. 7:30 is kickoff. We're going to be ready. We're looking for our win today. Go Vols. Wear your orange. Cheer them on. And wear your sweatshirt because it's going to be 55 to 60 at kickoff time tonight. Today, mid-70s. But maybe rain, maybe. So, you know, be dressed for that. Dress appropriately. But have a great Saturday. We will see you next week when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Do you need cash to consolidate high-interest credit card debt? Try PickALender.com. PickALender.com works with a wide network of lenders that could get you between $1,000 and $35,000 with rates starting as low as 5.99 APR, all from the privacy of your smartphone or computer. Get rid of those high-interest loans with PickALender.com. It's free to use, takes only minutes, and available 24/7. Loans from $1,000 to $35,000. PickALender.com.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BullandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled BOLL and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Phoenix Conversions.